what was your vision? What did you see as the next step that the museum needed to do?
I had a short term, midterm, long term vision. That was plan, long term plan. What you see now was my long term.
So eventually expanding and having a huge Rio Grande legacy exhibit telling the entire story.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, there was they had the HEB building next door, and then the Doan building north. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but north of that,
yeah,
next to Risica. Yeah.
Yes.
And then a Texaco gas station on the
right.
other side.
Right.
So a little bit crowded.
But it was, we got, and somewhere you must have it, where we were named the best small museum in Texas by the Texas Historical Commission. And they called it the crown of the museum.
Okay, so that was a long-term goal. What was the mid-term and short-term goals?
Well, short-term goals were first to hire Tom, start putting up exhibits so that we could bring in the students and the public. I did the curriculum for the schools. The Junior League of Edinburgh got involved with us. We got volunteers. I went to Winter Texan Parks and gave presentations about the museum, asking him to volunteer.
I always see Tip of Texas, Winter Texan Park mentioned in the newsletters and stuff.
That was probably my best resource
yeah.
for volunteers. I had three couples that became our star volunteers.